Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They've announced a few days ago that they're going to move a lot of their manufacturing business to Mexico. I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States.
Former President Donald Trump says he'd impose huge tariffs on companies moving manufacturing out of the U.S. This comes as tractor company John Deere announced it's outsourcing some production to Mexico due to lower demand, and Trump has similarly promised stiff new tariffs on China. But the Mexico tariffs would violate the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement Trump signed in 2020, so imposing them would require congressional action. And despite being an ardent supporter of the former president, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's opposed to protectionist trade policies.
I'm not a fan of tariffs. They raise the prices for American consumers. I'm more of a free trade kind of Republican that remembers how many jobs are created by the exports that we engage in.
Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is remaining neutral on CNN's revelations about North Carolina gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson. Reports allege Robinson made comments calling himself a black Nazi on a porn website and praised Adolf Hitler's book Mein Kampf. Despite the nature of the allegations, Vance says this is between Robinson and the people of North Carolina.
Now look, I've seen some of the statements, I haven't seen them all. Some of them are pretty gross. To put it mildly, Mark Robinson says that those statements are false, that he didn't actually speak them. So I think it's up to Mark Robinson to make his case to the people of North Carolina.
While campaigning in Pennsylvania, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz alluded to Robinson's impact on the entire GOP field.
We got folks running as Republicans for governor that are proud to refer themselves as Nazis. Let's not pretend that there's a gradual difference between the folks that are running here, that they're running together.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he won't call a special session to change how the state awards Electoral College votes, citing a lack of lawmaker support. Going to a winner-take-all system might have benefited Trump by lumping the blue-leaning 2nd Congressional District in with the rest of the deep red state. Jane Klebe, with Nebraska's Democratic Party, says the Republicans were desperate to make a last-minute rule change.
That means to us that they're obviously losing ground and they're desperate. What they should be doing is knocking doors, opening campaign offices, visiting with voters.
President Joe Biden gave his final address before the United Nations General Assembly. In his speech, Biden drew comparisons between America when he entered public service and when he'll leave next year. Along with addressing challenges like ending the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, he spoke about his decision to not seek re-election.
It's time for a new generation of leadership to take my nation forward. My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.